You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
River Getaway,
Dutch Lights,
Greatest Heist,
Biohack Subway.
Ooh, I love subway tunnels. My friend Jared works there.
Oh yeah, he's getting tunneled, all right.
Yeah. Whoa.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
That's me.
What's going on, brother?
What is going on this week? Well, my oldest is turning 14 tomorrow.
Is this a wart we're talking about, or is
a wart?
No. Oh,
no.
Your child. Oh,
yes,
you mean your oldest child.
Oh, the genital warts I got burned off years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you're very, very specific, so I...
Yes. In nursing this genital wart. Wow.
I call this one Steve. Oh, my God.
Why? Well, I'm assuming that's where it came from. I don't know. I don't know the parentage, the lineage. Can you put a genital wart on Ancestry.ca? Where did I get this thing from? I may have been when I was in Taipei. I don't know.
But she loved me long time. 15 years, long time.
That's a long time. All right. Yeah, so now we're, okay, back to my daughter. Yes. Yeah, so, yes. She turns 14 tomorrow, Kennedy. So awesome. it's really cool. So we're doing the dinners and all sorts of festive stuff this week. You
congrats
know.
To her. Two more years and then you have to like probably throw the wild party.
No, Dad's just gonna teach her to drive.
Well, it's Sweet 16. Sometimes they want the big party, you know.
Sometimes
I don't know if that's, you know, if that's what your daughter wants, but you know, it's coming up.
No, I've been grooming her pretty good actually. She's I'm taking her and a friend or two to one of the local Comic Cons so they can go and hang out for the day, and I'll just leave them alone, kind of run around the evening.
She's gonna write her own comic book, Nerd Daughter. In a world where daddy's a nerd,
yes,
you have to be a bigger nerd.
No, my daughter. Anyway, so what else is going on? Oh, we got a nice, some kind words shouted out to us on the Crazy Train podcast.
Well, it's about time. Well, I mean, really. No, please go ahead.
No. He was Rob Wade was on there. Rob Wade is on our show a few months ago. If you recall, our UK correspondent.
I do. He's our Lion Bar expert.
Yes. So yeah, he had some time to kill. He's walking around. He was meeting some friends and
like
he had
randomly walking around. Or
well, you know how the English are, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's so a walk about. No, that's the Australians. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, walking. Yeah, anyway, you're getting your accents mixed up.
I know.
Anyway, so yeah, but of course he listens to us every week, man, and we appreciate it. And he was listening to this one. He's like, he was telling his co-host, saying that yeah, it's kind of like you're just kind of like hanging out with friends, except you're not part of the conversation. Yeah, I mean, you ever see that poster with the guy eating ice cream in front of the girls eating the poster of girls eating ice cream?
Yeah, and he's laughing along with them. But yes. I love that thing, man, because it's what I think that was the what is that? This is the definition of a podcast.
Well, yeah, how I feel like when I listen to podcasts.
Right. Well, see, our listeners are part of our family.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, we mean like they're
he ignores them as much as we ignore our own families. So yeah, I know.
No. It's kind of neat. Over the last year now, and then some. What are we? This episode 73. Oh, there we go.
Episode 73. That's correct.
Yeah. So, after all this time, and we haven't missed a week, and it's nice to, it's awesome that we got these loyal listeners and all over the world. It freaks me out. Literally every week, I'm astonished by like, wow, people want to hear us.
That's right, and it's like it's pretty amazing, like. where our audience is coming from, yes. And all that. And it's so funny is that, you know, like last week we kind of went a little heavy on the making fun of our American friends.
Well, yeah, but you know, not seeing it. It's, you know, all going to, like,
making the whole Mad Max truck fire, tire fire joke.
Yes.
And then everything happened this week, and you just kind of go, fuck. You know what? We're just going to let that go this week. Yeah, we're just kind of like, we love you, America. We're here for you.
We just know. Yeah, we don't have any political commentary up here. Well, for two reasons. We're like, we get told all the time. I know when obviously we are aware of political stuff going on. And if we mention it to any of our American friends, they're like, fuck you, Canadian. Like, fucking, like, all right.
Very no good. Way, sorry. Man. I'm sorry, like, fuck that. You. This is our blood sport, the American politics.
Yeah.
See, now I will defend our American friends. A lot of people are hard on the Americans, saying like, well, you know, you don't know anything about Canada or whatever, but like, you know, we know about you, but you don't know anything about us and this and that. But in their defense, the world knows everything about America because it's their culture is what they export. It was one of the great things that they would put out there. It's one of the reasons that the Soviet Union, you know, fell apart. It was like, because America exported Americana to the world.
Yeah.
Rock and roll and the Duke Boys and, you know, like the A-Team and like the whole culture itself was what was put out there, and it's what people fell in love with, right?
Yep.
You know, yeah. We're
not stupid. We are aware of what's going on. We see everything. You mean what's going on? But and we're here for you. And hey, I've mentioned to a lot of our American listeners and American friends out there, I'm saying, hey, I'm an hour away from the border. If you want to cross, I'll meet you there. I'll get you over.
Yeah, we'll take you in. We'll take you in for a little while. Yeah, you know, yeah. We'll hug you. We'll kiss you. We'll call you George.
No, we won't.
No, it's like the old Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh, I know. I'm aware of what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm gonna hug him, squeeze him, kiss him, call him George.
Ah, yeah. So other than that, what else was going on? Oh, I was messaged Fear, our good buddy Fear from the
Fearcast,
and I was mentioning, hey, you know what we should do? We should get together and put out, like, remember the dude mountain we were in last year?
Yes.
And it was just a pick 'em league. It was just like, basically, here's all the games this week, and you pick all the NFL games, and you pick the winner, and the one person with the most wins at the end of the year, or the most right picks, wins. I was thinking of doing that, but wouldn't it be cool if we had, like, one with, like, just show versus show? So instead of having, like, me in the league and you in the league, it would just be, like, just for podcast friends. So it would be, like, see if the Roman podcast and how we can do in the standings compared to the Fifth Cast and the Fear Cast, like all these different shows we have around.
Yeah, yeah. When you said we were pairing up with, like, with Fear, I thought we were going to start predicting who was going to get murdered or something.
No, I just said I messaged.
Fear's content's a little dark sometimes.
No. I was doing his. He was just doing his. What was it? The Fear's Five on YouTube. I don't know if you saw that. I did see it. And I answered, but I used our show account on YouTube to answer to comment on the YouTube page.
I was going to, but I was like, you know what, I didn't want to reveal some of that stuff.
Yeah, it was weird questions like
what was your greatest fear as a kid or something like that.
What was your greatest fear as a kid, or irrational fear as a kid, and what if you had one line, like movie line in movie pop culture history, you had to say it every time you climaxed. You mean so you could, like, if but every time you were with a woman or a dude, whatever, you mean every time you're with somebody and you finish, you have to say that line, like, I'll be back, or say hello to my little friend. And I put Rudy.
No, I mean, I know which line I would have used.
What's up?
I would have been from 40-Year-Old Virgin when he's getting waxed. Kelly Clarkson.
And what are the odds of that being appropriate?
Because yeah, that's what the woman I'm with wants to hear, another woman's name.
Yeah.
So I did that one. But it's just some stuff you don't want to write down. It's like, what was your greatest fear as a child? Now, this isn't mine, but I'm like, nobody wants to write the words like Muppets. Right? Like, it was, Muppets in their underwear. Like, there was certain things I'm like, I just don't want to reveal this, dude.
John Lovitz. Wow, that's weird. Wow, that's a long story.
Hello. Yes. John Lovitz knew how to do creepy, man.
Yeah.
He still does. He's still with us. Let's not.
Oh, yeah. He's still creepy.
He's still here.
No, well, like I said, no, I just mentioned him real quick, and hopefully we can figure something out about getting maybe a little football pool going this year with
because we're doing, we do our own league that's quite
expensive. Yeah, that's our private, yeah, nobody, that's yeah. Like basically most of my family and you.
So. Right, yeah. But I think, yeah, just a pick 'em league, just something real quick.
And then that way, if it's pick 'em, that means like anything, anybody. We had people in, I know in Dude Mountain last year with the Salty Language Boys. They were, I remember there was a quick pick 'em league, and there was like, you mean people that don't watch football, and they're like, Bears versus Dolphins. Well, clearly a bear can eat a dolphin, so I pick the Bears. Like they just used whatever logic.
Dolphins are smart, man.
Dolphins, wow. Well,
speaking of dolphins, of course, the Fish is my team. We've acquired our quarterback, and we'll see how it goes.
Yes. So, well, we'll see. But anyway, we've arranged our draft. We're having our draft on, was it Friday, on the September 2nd or 1st?
I did get the notice.
Yes. So, yeah, we're having our own family the quest for the cup begins again.
I think I saved my keepers like 3 months ago or something like that. I think I did it a while back.
Yeah, what we do, we keep five people from a roster last year and we tie them over. So we're
So I've got Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
The Dolphins quarterback, the original one.
The original one that's hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, the one that's hurt. Yeah, and a couple other guys.
Yeah. So basically, yeah. So I know
guys who get injured right out of the box, like Michael Crabtree, all the time or whatever, and you know, just the guys who always get hurt.
Oh yeah. Well, I was originally going to, you mean make. We have a cup, and when I was going to put your name on it right away, but you mean I'll just save it because it's obvious.
Really? It'd save you a lot of time if you did it now.
I know. I should get it done so that way it's ready for when the final whistle blows on the final game and you don't
win,
obviously.
If you were really proactive and smart about it, you would get the cup tattooed with my name tattooed on the cup.
Just call it the Roman LeBeau Cup then?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what it should be. Yes. You know, and you should, the cup. Should now be kind of remolded into a couple of butt cheeks, but not like outwards, just like the, you know, a concave butt cheeks for the girls to sit in. You know what I'm saying?
For the girls, yes, because fantasy football gets all the ladies, when you're the champion.
it's like, not only am I in a fantasy football league, ladies, I'm the champion.
Hey, man, I got my name on that cup three times. And believe me, that cup. Well, I am happily married, so I'll ask.
Yeah,
I'll ask
exactly.
My wife.
Honey,
does my fantasy championship prowess have anything to do with your attractiveness to me?
It's no, in spite of, honey.
Oh, she's leaving. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, it's like in spite of, honey.
In spite of you. All right, so I got nothing. What else? Anything new and fancy this week? Or?
No, I mean, I think that so now I'm starting to gear up my I'm getting in training mode there, so.
Right.
I've started doing stuff behind the scenes, and now I'm officially launching my plan of action.
Yes.
And and I won't be updating everybody obviously every week. I'm just going to keep doing my thing.
Yep.
And not really talk about it, because most of the time you succeed when you keep your damn mouth shut and just get it done.
Yeah, making yourself accountable on a international show doesn't.
Well, no, it's
just,
not. It's
just
not
puts
that.
Undue
it's
pressure.
Just, it's just that if I, as I continue, and I will be, you know, getting more and more successful, and I will be making gains, and things will be going well. You know, the accolades and the attaboys and the pats on the back of keep it up, hey, you're doing great, hey, that tends to kind of get into your head,
yeah.
And you get that feeling of like, wow, I'm really great, yeah. And it gives you the same satisfaction of actually. As if you did the work already?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's best to just keep your damn mouth shut,
exactly.
Get the work done, and just say, okay, yeah, thanks as you move on, but just, you know, not make it a big thing until you reach your goals.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, that's the thing. If you start and go, hey, I'm starting this new training thing, and I'm going to start to get in better shape, and everybody starts patting you on the back, it's like, oh, well, there, I got my pat on the back. Okay, and then you subconsciously stop.
You literally feel good. By people giving you that pat on the back, even though you haven't really done anything.
Yeah.
It's the best way to equivocate is to, if we're talking football, let's say you're pushing a sled, right?
Yes.
No, so those who don't know, a sled is usually a big contraption with you know, five or six places where guys will slam into it and try to push this really heavy sled, you know, across grass to the other end of the field. Well, imagine if I started pushing the sled, I got 5 feet, somebody slapped me on the back, stopped me, went, dude, you did 5 feet, that, you know, 5 yards, that's amazing. You should be really happy with yourself, man. Oh, my God, this is so great. And I look back and I go, oh, my God, you're right, I did do 5 yards.
And you stop, yeah.
And I just stop. Whereas if I kept my head down and just kept pumping my legs –
yep.
Till I got to the other end of the field.
Yep.
Until you know, yep. That's no, where the accolades should be. So
awesome. Yeah. No,
that's,
I think
that's my plan.
I think that's great. That's hey, it's especially at our age. Well, I know you're what, decades younger than I am, or no?
Not really.
Truth be told, he's actually a few months older than I am. So
I look younger than my younger brothers. You know, that's the truth.
Yes, you do. You do.
I was a lot of times people are like, wait, you're older?
Yeah. Yeah, but in their defense, they look really old for their age, so, you know.
Well, they look, you know, pretty hard done by.
Yes.
Yeah. No, both.
And then there's your oldest brother. Holy fuck. Yeah. He looks like 50 miles of gravel road. Jesus Christ, man. Fuck.
What happens when you call him a nerd, man? Rob's going to bite back.
Oh, yeah. I bite him. Anyway,
so no other show news, no tweets or
oh, we got
anything else?
Oh, again, tons of tweets and tons of other good stuff we're getting into. It's just, and we appreciate it. We really, really do. And it's if we can't get it to everything, it's because, but it nothing goes unseen. And usually I respond in kind in messages. But yeah, other than that, I would just, like I said, I want to throw it out there that we were being chatted about on another episode of.
Well, nice. Crazy. So, did they say anything good about us, or just that I know those guys?
No. It's like much like their show. When I listen to their show, it feels like I'm sitting at the table with them, except I'm not jumping in.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. It's awesome.
All right, well, let's get to some stuff where people can't jump into.
Okay.
Okay, man. So let's get into some stories here. I've got a couple for you that we'll see how they go over.
Yeah.
Quebec driver jumps into river to avoid breathalyzer.
Oh, well, naturally. Tabanakis, either. I got the fucking, I was at the rink and I had the double-double, but I put the, you know, I put the rum in the double-bow, right?
You know, I go hunt the moose and there he was. Then I looked under the bed and there he was. Gone.
Sorry. I'm not being ignorant. It's just I'm
French Canadian. I can say what the hell I want.
Yeah, you're allowed. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm taking it back. Yeah. What, the moose or the double double or the? Okay, so continue. Let's hear the rest.
Yeah.
Of this.
So French Canadian driver was just driving the road, and I guess he saw the police check ahead, and he swore out loud, "Poutine!" And he's a Quebec man who said. Who police say ran and jumped into a river when officers tried to give him a breathalyzer test will face several charges. The police sergeant said that the man was pulled over early Sunday morning after cutting off a patrol vehicle. Okay. Already starting, you're a moron.
Yeah, this is starting to. Yeah, I think he gave them every provocation to pull him over. And then once he was, you know what I mean? Like, things are adding up here.
The 29-year-old suspect then jumped into the river near the town of Scott, about 45 kilometers south of Quebec City.
Right.
All right. He added the authorities believe that the man may have been inebriated at the time.
He may have.
I'm a giant may. Spotted. Oh, this is the best part, though. All right. I didn't include this in the title, but this is the best part. Spotted in wet – because he jumped in the river and then, like, swam off, and they found him at a different spot. Spotted in wet clothes, right?
Right.
In firefighters' pants.
Oh.
He said the suspect was arrested several hours later after he was spotting walking down the road wearing wet clothes and including a pair of stolen firefighters' pants. So at some point, he stole pants from a firefighter. I don't know if he went into the firehouse and went, hey, look, pants.
Hey.
You know how the firefighters roll down their pants and they keep their boots together?
Oh, yes, yeah. So he just jumped in a pair?
He just jumped it, took his pants off, and went, are wet.
Well, okay. What I volunteered for our fire department a few years back, and what we used to do, we used to have all our gear in our locker, like with our overalls tucked into the boots and ready to go. So if you got a call, you literally, that's one extra second you have. You just literally jump into your gear.
Well, let me read here. Yeah, go ahead.
So are you thinking that's what he did? He just ran by an open garage door of a fire station and just like, oh.
Well, it's close. You're close. It actually says it here. Investigators believe the man broke into the shed where the clothes were stored after he escaped from the after he skipped the river.
Right.
So you know how sometimes there's you'll see guys when you go hunting or camping or whatever, and they're wearing firefighters' pants.
Yes.
You're like, why are you wearing a firefighter's uniform? Like to go like, especially like if it's autumn.
Yes.
And they go in the woods. They break these things out. You're like, what? Where did you get those? Well, that's essentially what it was. It must have been in somebody's shed.
Oh, okay. Right.
So he decided to wear the pants because he was cold.
Yes.
The suspect, who is known to police, well, at least he is now, will remain in custody pending court appearance on Monday. He is expected to face numerous charges, including obstruction of police, refusing to undergo an approved screening device, break and enter, theft, and mischief. You know, tabernacle, God bless the Quebecers, huh?
Well, yes, they call it tabernacle, it's the fuck. Like, you can't fucking do that. Like, fucking, like, okay, obviously, like, so the real story is he got pulled over, and obviously they were very suspicious, and he just booked. But he got pulled over because he cut off a cruiser.
Yeah, he cut off a cop car.
Yeah.
And they went, maybe we should pull this guy over.
Yeah, maybe.
And they went, Mr., stay right there. We're coming to you. And he went, fuck this. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Huh? Hey, look, an escape river.
Why? Why isn't everybody, every Frenchman on the show from Quebec ends up sounding like Jean Chrétien, our former prime minister?
Yeah, it's because he sounded cool. He's like a fucking tavern waiter, man. When it wasn't a river, it was an escape river.
It was escape. You know?
Hey, look, an escape river.
Look. And there it was, gone. Oh, we joke.
We heard the suspect jump into the water yelling, I flee. and then he flee.
I don't know why this is so funny to me. Like, it just, like, this is like where we're from. And I was making mention when I was up north a few weeks ago. People were asking, it's like, oh, it's weird, Rob, you don't speak French. And I said, no, I know the very basics. And from a northern Ontario town, I know I can swear at you, I can proposition you, and I can ask who farted. And sure. And you know what? Until I moved away from Sudbury, I thought I was bilingual because I really didn't need anything else.
Yeah, and you could ask where the house was. Où est la maison?
La maison. Exactly. Yeah, I thought I was, but no, apparently I'm not. Not at all.
And then there was also this classic, of course, we've brought it up before, but when you used to go, ah, qu'est-ce que vous nous poulez?
Yes.
That really means French. Nothing. Sounds a little bit like, who wants the chicken?
Yeah, the poulet. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just mumble. It's gibberish, basically. Anyway, exactly. I poke fun. I do love the French. My wife is French Canadian. She parlez-vous le français?
Oh, I think I knew that. She must. Yeah, I'm sure you told me.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I never speak to her in French. I speak to her in English all the time. What do I know? Okay, man. So let's go to another story.
Sure.
This one, okay. Italian bank robbers wear Trump masks during heist.
Oh, fuck.
What was that movie? The Point Break, where they were dressed as the dead presidents?
Yeah, I don't. Might have been. I don't know. Maybe
I think
it was
that's what it is. Where they would all wear masks of dead presidents.
Yes.
And they were known as the heists were known as the dead presidents. I think that's Point Break. I'm not 100%.
Could have been
sure.
The movie Dead Presidents. No.
Stop it.
Anyway, that's so, yeah, no, so
that's so, so meta, dude. That's so meta.
So I got a bunch of guys rob a bank, a bunch of Italian gentlemen.
Italians, you know, I find it hilarious. Italian police said on Monday, said they had arrested two brothers suspected of robbing dozens of cash machines while wearing masks of President Donald Trump. The stunt evokes a 1991 film Point Break, starring Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze, in which the gang of surfers don masks of ex-U.S. presidents while robbing banks. I know you're thinking, well, doesn't Roman read these stories? Actually, I think I copied this story like 6 weeks ago. I think I might have skipped it once and and just not remembered. So I've been holding it for a while. But in a statement to police, said the brothers had been inspired by a different film. According to the police statement, the two brothers were inspired by The Jackal.
What?
You remember The Jackal with Bruce Willis, right?
Oh, right.
You know, assuming it was the remake, to paint their white Mercedes black. In the 1997 film, the protagonist, played by Bruce Willis, changes the color of his car while they're in pursuit, right?
Okay.
The brothers, aged 26 and 30, targeted cash machines near the northern city of Turin. In closed-circuit footage, one of the brothers in a Trump mask, is seen covering the surveillance camera in the lobby of a bank, planting an explosive in the cash dispenser. He then ducks around a corner after lights the fuse just before a violent blast. Well, these guys weren't kidding, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take your cash, huh? No, you can't take my – Oh, yeah, we're going to take your cash. With the greatest, there were all kinds of great things. All kinds of great. Are you doing an Italian Donald Trump? I don't understand. Yeah, we got to take your cash.
Hey, buddy. It's going to be huge. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a huge.
It's my pizza pie. No,
we got all kinds of explosions. All kinds of explosions.
Okay, I understand. I don't know. Why is it Donald Trump mass?
That's what caught my attention. It was kind of funny. It's just when they said they were wearing the mask, it reminded me of kind of a mix of Point Break and Heat.
And Heat.
You know, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Val Kilmer.
Well, it's just I guess you got to wear something, right?
Yeah. So, and I guess because he's so much in the news these days, they just kind of were like, maybe it'll smear his reputation.
Maybe, yes. Man, good job, guys. Yeah. I think if I was, not that I ever would, but it wouldn't, if you were robbing a bank, wouldn't you wear a mask that wasn't so, Donald Trump mask, like, wasn't so identifiable, like, where you can actually, let's chase down this thing? Or is it because it's so popular that so many have sold, there's no way you'd be able to track down
that? That's what I'm wondering. It's like, how many masks of Donald Trump are they selling in Italy, northern Italy, for the cops to go, well, no sense trying to trace this.
Yeah, exactly.
Or is there like one store that sells them and they go, hey, Giuseppe, you sell any Donald Trump masks? Yeah, I sell to the brothers, man.
Hey, Giuseppe. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, he dropped his iPod. Any information? No, just he had the Roman potting cast on there. It's like, yeah, we know who he is. We know the guy.
There's only one guy sick enough to listen to those two assholes.
Oh, well, you know, what can I say? Don't fucking rob banks, and don't under any circumstance dress up as Trump. Come on.
Yeah, okay, that's the number two point. I get it. But robbing banks, that's exciting.
That's exciting. It's huge. Anyway, well, let's veer off that there. Well, let's say, do you have any other stories on hand or on tap?
I do. I got one story I've been dragging for a while, and I just don't know. You know what? No, we're going to keep dragging it.
Okay.
It's just something. It's just so strange.
Right.
I'll talk about it after. Let's do a couple more over here. So,
yeah, okay.
Man arrested after being caught with two stolen lampposts on the roof of his car.
Right, yes.
Right, and we're talking like, either, like hydro poles, the lampposts that you see driving on any street.
Yep.
You know, that are all being replaced by LED lights, those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it metal?
Sucks. Let's see. Police in Netherlands have arrested a man with two lampposts strapped to the roof of his car. I guess that's the name of the city. Are unsure where the lampposts came from, but they assume they have been stolen.
Well,
they were just one of many violations, but definitely the most remarkable. The Dutch police found the car was not insured, and it's APK, the Dutch alternative to an MOT, which I guess is like a Ministry of Transportation.
Yep. That's the safety.
Right. Okay. So it was the sticker was basically 3 months out of date. The driver's license had expired at the end of 2016, and it's thought he had filled the car with petrol but not paid for the fuel, and he was driving under the influence of alcohol. This guy was a party. All right. The lampposts were quite literally the illegal cherry on the already quite illegal cake. Cargo should not be transported in this way, the police said in a Facebook post about the arrest. It is expected that the justice will demand the highest possible penalty for driving under the influence of alcohol because the defendant did not cooperate with the investigation.
No, of course not.
The photo was on the official Facebook page of that town. This was on August 1st. They said they have not, they have yet to respond for an update on the case. So they don't say what it's made out of.
Right.
It's either going to be aluminum, right?
Well, it has to be. Yeah, like it's not like he's got telephone poles like we got. I mean, going down the highway here, like a wooden telephone, like trees. You know what I mean, like it's going to be a lamp pole. I'm assuming the aluminum style, hollowed out. You mean like, but I get like if you're stealing for the metal, if you're going to the recycle, but like who's even if okay, even if this guy took these lamp posts. And let's say I'm going to bring him to my local recycle place and recycle and get paid for the aluminum or whatever it is. And they weigh
like 30 cents.
Well, yeah. And also, too, it's like, well, fuck, they're not going to say anything when you get there.
They're not going to be property of the city of Dutch, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
no, and that's the thing. It's like, you see, Rob, you're thinking too. Logically, you're thinking he got these things to go scrap them.
See, I'm this sober at the moment.
Yeah, there's a drunk guy with expired tags, expired license,
right.
Stolen fuel.
Right. You
know? Well, he was probably looking for somebody to joust with.
Well,
you know, he was going to strap it to his car.
You can car joust. Yes, right. I haven't car joust in ages. I can't tell you. You know, like a man.
Hey, and he's Dutch too, so he's probably like, hey, fucker, we're going to joust now, okay? What's this?
You know, just because I make fun of the French a little bit doesn't mean we have to trample on every story, every ethnic diversity we have in our show. Although, which brings me, you know, and you're speaking of this guy doing all these things, we should revisit these stories. We should put together a greatest hits of these stories on when we both have time off and get mutually messed up. You know what I mean? We'll get a nice big bottle of Crown or whatever the fuck you want to drink. I mean, I got shit for by a listener saying, you drink Crown? What the fuck? Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get it. Yeah, it was just a friendly jab.
Anyway. I think, you know what? I think you're right. I think we should do this, but I think we should maybe do it like in a YouTube video.
No, God, no. Like live?
Yeah.
No, not live. I was going to say.
No, but I mean, like a video instead of audio. I think we should put it on our
Hey, this is Facebook Home and Podcast Live.
YouTube page. Right now, it's all our audio shows.
Hey,
that are going
Facebook. On. You want to see Roman's wiener? Wiener.
So
wiener.
Is he. He hasn't seen it in 4 years.
Here's his wiener.
He just eats a lot of Cheetos, so he looks for the orange thing.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah. This probably show would be fun and more entertaining. Anyway,
I've seen like who does that is his name will come to me there. Jimmy Tatro, he does that.
Okay.
So life according to Jimmy, if you haven't seen him, he's a huge YouTuber. Started in college. He's been in a bunch of movies, and he does a lot of that stuff where he does balcony conversations, and it's him and his best friend, and they just talk about the most ridiculous stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Where Jimmy makes himself out to be a dummy most of the time,
right.
But they also do drunk Q&A where they get drunk with a guest, and when all three of them are right smashed, then they start answering questions. So you know what? We could do a version of that. So if you have questions you want us to answer, no matter how ridiculous, just start emailing us at theromanpodcast@gmail.com or
yeah,
tweeting
us. Well, you know, if you're sending the tasty or tasteful nudes anyway.
Yeah, you know, I know, and again, like I told you, ladies, you're thinking they would want to see me naked. No. I
Roman,
do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm happily married man. If I see an email and it's marked "Attention Roman LeBeau, tasty nude," I won't open it. I'll just.
I'm on my journey now, ladies. I'm trying to look better for y'all. So, you know, if it would help me to motivate me, is what I'm saying.
Hey, yeah, sure, absolutely. Okay.
No, so, but if you do have questions or you know stuff that you want us to do, we'll do that. We'll make it an episode of a Q&A. So we can collect this, and in a few weeks' time, once we have enough questions,
okay.
You know, me and Rob will get together and we'll have a couple beers or some scotch or some rye and. just, you know, we'll get into it.
Yes, yeah, behind the actor's studio with, like, why are we...
And literally, she'll see a camera pointing at our asses.
Hey, everybody, look at my... Get out of here.
This is my studio. So, you know what? So that one story I was holding over, I'm just going to give you a kind of a quick overview. So, man named Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow has transit pass implanted into his hand.
What?
Exactly. That's why I've been holding on to this story for like a few weeks.
Okay, Meow Mew Disco...
Don't insult the guy, Rob. The guy's name is...
My apologies. Yeah.
The guy's name is Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
And he has a transit pass, but he puts it in his hand. So when he goes into the subway or the metro or the fuck you call it in your city, I know it's different everywhere else. You, usually, if you got a pass, you just blip, you flip it over. It's like you tap it like a internet.
He's a biohacker, right? And they're also known as grinders these days. So biohackers will implant technology into their body so that they make things easier, so that they don't need passes, IDs, credit cards.
Right.
So, you know, you lose your subway card or your Metro card or whatever, and it's like, oh, that sucks. So, yeah, so he's a biohacker from Sydney, putting in a near-field communication chip into his hand. So they get into the story about, you know, how he's adding more and more implants. But the funny thing is like, oh, look, boop, I scanned with my hand, and then the person goes, wow, that's amazing, Mr. What the fuck is your name? that's a Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
Ah, yes, sir. Of course. Bravo.
Okay. Okay. First of all, I thought you were a freak because of what you planted in your... Like, imagine the thing is that everybody thinks you're going to implant it in your hand, right?
Right.
But how long before somebody starts implanting it on the tip of his dick?
Well, that's the first thing that came to my mind, actually.
Hang on. Zip. I got to scan my subway card. Oh, God, my God.
Blip, 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 blip. Scan my subway card. I'm hoping to get a foot long.
That is not a foot long subway card, sir.
Yes, sir, no. No, this is, we do it old school here. We have a hole punch. Oh, yes, no, no.
You must be, that must be a cold cut combo because.
It looks chilly.
It's a little chilly. And All right. Anyways. So yeah, I was hanging out for that one for a while because I just didn't know how to throw it in there.
Yeah, that's a good way to end it. Yeah. So yes. so like we said, if you want to do a live thing, we'll throw that together over the next few months. Maybe after everybody gets back to school and we'll just start collecting questions.
Yeah, exactly.
Over the next while. And we can answer them on live video and turn it into a slash audio thing. Oh, also, this just literally just popped up across my desk from FYFC Studios. They said
live news.
Hashtag Fears 5. Join the great fun and great answers from all these, like from us and a bunch of other shows. They're check them out on YouTube. They're doing their thing and look FYFC Studios and check out the Fears 5 and you'll see all our answers and everybody else. It's pretty funny.
You know what you're right. You know what we should do is we should do the Q&A.
Right.
Right. And instead of drinking with a scotch or the whatever, we should drink a lot of the stuff that Fierce put together because he does a lot of the his videos about making.
I can't drink. I know they do the mixed drinks and it's awesome. I love watching them, but I can't drink. I can't pound with those guys. Like fuck, man, they're next level. Like I'm very retired.
No, I don't mean like we should like pound it back, but I mean we should try the drinks that they've that they put out there.
It'd be a sweet night. That's for sure. Anyway, I don't know.
We'll be throwing up a rainbow because I know they make green ones and blue ones and all kinds of stuff. So
absolutely.
Mixing it with like our hardcore alcohol. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
But anyways, so if you want to see that, throw us emails and tweets of questions you want to know. Right. And in fact, it doesn't even have to be about us. Just give us some sort of existential questions that you're just wondering how we're going to fucking answer when we're drunk.
Yes.
And, you know, even stuff that's just that we would have no idea how to answer. Feel free to send us those questions, too.
Yes.
Because we'll take a shot.
Yeah, we'll take a shot. Yeah, we'll take a shot and then take a shot answering the question.
That's right. And nothing's funnier than fucking ignorance anyways.
No.
You know?
Wait, there you go. As they know, they listen to the show, man. So, just one more quick thing. Neil and Johnny, they're in the midst of celebrating their 100th episode, but they've been doing it like they're on part 8 of their 100th episode.
I was
going to
say the same thing. Yeah, saw that. I started laughing.
So, we do a quick cameo. I think it's part 7 or somewhere in that big, but check them all out. And you'll hear Roman and I, we jump in there to wish them all the goodness of reaching 100 plus episodes now. So check out Neil and Johnny on any wherever you listen to us. They'll be there too. And of course, we went over the emails, but Roman, can you tell them where they can find us on the Twitters?
The Twitters, they can find us at RomanPodcast.
That's sorry. I keep cutting you off every week because you also added the Instagram.
Yeah, on the Instagram as well, at Roman Podcast. I know Rob always tries to shoehorn our logo into lots of stuff, but yes, we're going to start adding more stuff about ourselves and, you know.
Awesome. You know, so speaking of yourself, where can they find you personally on Twitter?
You can find me, and actually a lot of you have, on at Roman Citizens. Mm-hmm. That is on the Snapchat. That is on the Instagram. That is on the Twitter.
Yep.
And, you know, 4chan, MySpace, it's all the same.
Oh, gosh, yeah, MySpace. Yeah, naturally, yeah. Grindr and all that.
Stop with the Grindr, all right? It was one time, and he told me he loved me. What?
Oh, boy. you can find me on the Twitter at RobertMMCast. You can find my Instagram at Cast1973. And don't forget, you can get all the show goodness at www.romanpodcast.com. And you can see the networks we're on, like the EMC Podcast Network and the Tangent Bound Network. And also, don't forget, you can give, if you wanted to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's called now, or whatever the fuck they call it. I don't know. They change it. But either way, the Mac product equivalent, you go on there, give us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach around.
That's so, right. 5-star Mew Lido Disco Gamma Meow Meow reach around.
I'm not asking for 5 stars, but if you're so inclined, I'll take one.
I'm asking for 5 stars.
Roman, he wants the tasty nudes and 5-star reach around. See, maybe that's, you know, they're just shooting a little too high here.
I'm telling you, those who are listening, you're like, I don't know if I should send these in. And, you know, I think you should. I think it would give you confidence. It would give me confidence.
You know what you're going to do? You're just going to end with more dick on the show, because that's all. You mean, I mean, we've got lots. Like, you just, Steve. Fuck, it's like, how much dick we got to look at? Like, it just, tsunami of dicks. Come on.
Tsunami. I got it. It's a tsunami.
It's too nubby. Aw, womp, womp. Anyway, so other than that, that's it for this week, I think. So until next week, I'm Robert Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Or are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Holes.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy. And
this is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix Podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud. That was the other third of the Grolix Podcast.
From afar. Because she's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman Podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman Podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa. Whoops. Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolix Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guy created Doctor Who. Canadian.
He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. I think they won now.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
what would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.